wealthy person. Come on, help me now. That's in you. He's in you, see. He's a wealthy person that's in you. Now, let's go to Psalms. Psalms 112. Now, you're going to have to turn with me quick. Psalms 112. Psalms 112. Let me know when you get there. All right, over in Psalms 112, look what it says. Now, I'm going to show you how I go through what I go through, because I just don't shout out something that's out of line with the Word of God. Look at Psalms 112, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is a man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Watch this. His seed shall be what? Mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be what? Blessed. Come on. Wealth and riches. Come on. Shall be in his house. Now let's just stop right there. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. It says here, wealth and riches shall be in his house. Now, that says it shall be in his house. That's the man that fears the Lord. I fear the Lord. How about you? All right. You fear the Lord, then this is for you. Wealth and riches are going to be in your house. Now, let's keep going. Let's go to Deuteronomy and chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28. How does faith come? By hearing. So if I'm talking about this and I'm giving you scriptures on it, it comes by hearing the what? Word of God. So as you're hearing the Word of God on it, it's coming right now. Now remember what I said, all your stuff is already laid up. Only thing we got to do now is get faith to access that stuff. Say amen. Now it is yours, and God wants you to get it. As a matter of fact, the people who didn't go to the promised land, God was not pleased with them. All right, so here, now we're not talking about greed. We're talking about obeying God. We're talking about living by faith. Look what it says here in Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee, what? High above what? All nations, where? Of the earth. So God said that if I obey his commandments and keep his charge, that he's going to do what to me? He's going to set me what? High above what? All nations of the earth. So there's not one nation that's going to be set higher than me. So I'm looking here at nations that might be a nation that, like Saudi Arabia, they got a lot of oil fields out there. But he said here, if I diligently hearken to what he said, that I'm going to end up higher than any of those nations. So right there, I saw where some of them nations got billionaires. Keshanda. Look what it says in verse 2. Look here. And all these what? Blessing. Come on. Shall come on me and what? Overtake me. I don't have to go after blessings. All I got to do is hearken to what he said, and it's going to set me where? High above all nations of the earth. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 7, if you will. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Just come on back in with me and close your mouth. Deuteronomy chapter 7. I just want to show you how I come to this kind of thinking. Come on. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Let me know when you get there. This is for me too. This is a promise now. Look at verse 14. I don't have a lot of time to go through all other things. I'll just read verse 14. Thou shalt be blessed, come on, above, come on, all people. So I pick out Bill Gates. Glory to God. Come on now. Glory to God. Come on. What did this just tell me though? I'm going to be blessed above all people. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, I don't want to try to get my natural mind to figure out why would God want to do that for me? Or figure out, well, Lord, I didn't have the advantages, or I'm not from the right side of the tracks and all that. I'm not even concerned about that. I'm just concerned about doing what he said do, and he is going to bless me above all people. Now let's go to another. Let's go to Matthew chapter 25. This is one that's kind of subtle, but I tell you, it'll make sense to you when I go to it. Matthew chapter 25. I'm talking about walking by faith now. living by faith. The just shall live how? By faith, not by your feelings, because faith is not a feeling. Faith is not a feeling. Glory to God. Faith is not a feeling. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Look at what it says in Matthew chapter 25. Let me know when you get there. All right, this is a man, verse 14, and he's going traveling to a far country. And he called his own servants and delivered to him his goods. And unto one he gave what talent? How many talents? 5 talents. To another what? 2 talents. And to another what? 1 talent. To every man according to his several ability. Now, who did he give the most? What did he give them? The man who gave the most, how many did he give? 5. The man who gave the least, how many did he give? All these were servants. All these were people that were kindred in the kingdom of God, in this man's kingdom. So I'm assuming that all of these people are people who were in the family of God or in the kingdom of God. Now, how much is a talent? Come on, help me now. The talent, go in your concordance, is roughly a what? $1 million. So the one who got the least amount in the kingdom, how much did he get? He got $1 million. I'm talking about the least in here is $1 million. The least is $1 million. Glory to God. You see what I'm saying? Now, by faith, I understand that. See, I'm not going to let my mind try to twist that around and tell me, now, God still won't give everybody $1 million. Let me tell you something, homegirl. Here's the thing here I want you to see. I kind of looked in this book and did some research about how much money is in this earth, how much wealth is in this earth. And this person who wrote this, and this was written about 6-7 years ago, and they said, here are the approximate value dollars of just some of the major minerals which will be produced in the next 20 years. Here's what he said, $220 billion of copper, $5 trillion of gold, $300 billion of silver, $360 billion. He's not talking about what's in the earth already. He's not talking about what's produced already. He's talking about what's going to be produced in the next 20 years. $600 billion of iron, tin, and zinc, and lead, and so forth. In essence, in the next 20 years, we will produce $51 trillion, $480 billion worth of new wealth. Then he goes on down here and he said, in the United States alone, it is estimated by fairly reliable sources that 88% of all money legally circulated by the U.S. Mint is currently unaccounted for. Let me go on down. There is money probably overseas in the underworld, drug kingpins, wicked society, etc. Whatever the speculation, $134 billion of U.S. currency is now currently unaccounted for. Let me get this. And amazing as it might seem, there are more $100 bills in circulation than there are $1 bills. As much as 60 times more. No wonder Christians have so much trouble getting their hands on some money. They're going after the $1 bills, and there's a shortage of those. In January 30, 1986, issue of U.S. News and World Report, it says that there is 1 million air in every 100 households in the United States. Folks, it's time for the saints of God to get out of this poverty mentality. I'm telling you, it's only the enemy that would try to keep us with a picture painted of lack and poverty. And as soon as somebody starts talking about money, they get all their eyes start rolling, their mouth gets sad, and so forth. You ought to get glad, because if I can give you some scriptures that say what belongs to you, and faith cometh by hearing, and Satan can't stop your faith, it will get you to the other side. You ought to say, preach it, Pastor, as much. Why faith? Faith connects you to the anointing. I won't go to that. Mark chapter 5, where the woman with the issue of blood, she saw the anointed one. She said, if I can touch but his clothes, come on. I shall be whole. And the Bible says she continued to say it, and as she touched his clothes, virtue flowed. And he said, daughter, thy what? Faith has made you whole. So faith connects you with God's burden removing, come on, yoke destroy power. Now, what faith is and what faith is not. And faith is not a feeling. Faith is not the future. Faith is now. If you can feel it, you are not in faith. I'm going to say that again. If you can feel it, you are not in faith. Now, let me give you a perfect example of that. Turn with me to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. You prayer warriors know this one. 1 John chapter 5. Okay. Let me know when you get there. All right. Here's what it says in verse 14. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him. Who's him? God. That if we ask, come on, anything according to his what? Will. What does he do? What is his will, somebody? This is a confidence that we have in him. That if we ask, come on, anything according to his word, he hears us. Watch the next verse. And if we know that he what? Hear us. Whatsoever we ask, we know that we have. We know that we have. We know that we have. We know we're going to get. Now, we know that we have. We know that we glory. We know that we have the petitions we desired of him. Now watch this. Let's just drop back through it backwards. How do I know I have it? How do I know I have? Because I ask. How did I ask? If I ever ask according to his will, what does he do? And if he what? I know I have. Where are my feelings? No place. For this is the confidence that we have. That if we just what? Anything according to his what? He what? And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know we have. We feel we We know we have the petitions we desired of him. No feelings in there. Now let me show you Jesus using that. Turn to John chapter 11 real quick. Let me show you Jesus using that. Now I want you to do that because this is getting you to operate in faith and to get your servant of faith working. Look at John chapter 11, please. John chapter 11. All right, John chapter 11. Let me know when you get there. Jesus went to the graveside of a man named Lazarus. Lazarus was not only dead, but he was stinking. Now, by the time Jesus got there, he had been dead 4 days, and they kind of said, Jesus, there's nothing you can do with him. Jesus said, wait a minute, I am the resurrection and the life. Like I told you, once you're in faith, there are no more limits. It's all things become what? Come on, possible. So what happened was, then he did some things and he wept and so forth. And people said, well, he wept because Lazarus was dead. He ain't weep because Lazarus was dead. If you're going to raise the man up, why would he weep? And so it goes on down in verse 39. And Jesus said, take away the stone. And Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he's stinking. For he has been dead how many days? 4 days. Now, your situation may be dead in the natural. But if you got the word, you got resurrection power. My Lord. Glory to God. That sister, I remember she was in here. She might still be in the church. She came to me and said, Pastor, I want you to agree with me for this job. I said, okay, sister, we'll do that. So I started to agree with her with a job, for a job. You agreed? I said, no, wait, are you qualified? She said, yes. She said, the job's been posted and so forth, the promotion has been posted on the board, and I want that job. I said, okay, praise God. Then, hey, let's use your faith. So we agreed. Now, the Bible says, where two on earth agree as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by who? A Father, which is in heaven. Not you, the Father. Okay? So agreed. And we agreed, walked away. Then she came back about 2 weeks later with a sad look on her face. And I was up here kind of receiving people after I finished preaching. She said, Pastor, I said, what? She said, I didn't get that job. I said, what? She said, I didn't get, I said, wait a minute, whoa now. You didn't let that job go, did you? And then she caught it. No. I didn't let it go. I said, all right, let's cancel every negative word that you spoke against what you've been designed. And we cancel it. She went out of here, came back the next week with a big smile on her face. She said, Pastor, I said, what? I got the job. I said, what happened? She said, the lady that took the job quit. It ain't over till it's over. Glory to God. The word has resurrection power. It'll pull it out of the ash heap. Some of y'all have sown seed back 12 years ago. That seed is still alive and ready to come forth. Don't let the devil talk you out of that seed. Add it up, get home, and add it all up. Yeah, praise God. I'm adding it all up. I'm getting my stuff. I want it all. Don't you let the devil steal nothing from you. You headed to a wealthy place. You all got millionaire status on the inside. Millionaire status. You're not looking for abundance. You are abundance. Glory to God. Look what Jesus said. Verse 40, and Jesus said to her, say not unto thee that if you would believe, you'll see the glory of God. Watch this. Then they took away the what? Stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, what? Father, come on. I thank you, come on, that you've heard me. Let's read that again. Father, come on. I thank you that you've heard. Let's read it again. Father, I thank you that you... Now how do... All you got to do is know he heard you. All you got to do is know he heard you. Because if he ever heard you, he's got to answer. God. He has got to answer. Yes, sir. Is anything too hard for God? Look what he says here. Verse 42. Watch this. And I knew that thou what? Hearest me. Come on. Always. Man. But because of the people which stand by, I said it that they might believe that you've sent me. My Lord. Now, turn over to 1 Peter. We're coming home now. Turn over to 1 Peter chapter 3. Let's talk about, just for a moment, the doorway to faith. My Lord. To strong faith. The same faith that Jesus walked in. Say amen to that. Are you there? 1 Peter chapter 3. Have you got it? Verse 12. You're there, right? The eyes, come on, of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. Now, why did I read that? Why did I read that? The eyes of the Lord are over the who? Righteous. And his ears are open to what? their prayers. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I'm going to show you how I have learned to get every prayer answered. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I remember one time I was in Minnesota. I was getting ready for a message to preach at the church there. And I'm telling you, it's about 12 o'clock at night, and I'm on Saturday night, and I didn't have anything, and I just start crying to the Lord. Lord, the people need a message, Lord. Oh, Lord, help me, Lord. Then all of a sudden I heard something say, what are you doing? And you know how you hear that voice, you say, he said, how do you come before me? I said, oh, okay, I got it. Come boldly before the throne of grace. Because the righteous are bold as a lion. You're not begging anymore. You're not a stepchild. You're a son. You're a daughter. Come on now, you don't have to beg up to the table and try to get a piece of bread. Now, it's yours. But come according to the rules. He said, some people don't get their prayers answered because they ask amiss. Do you know what amiss means? Out of line with the word. You come boldly. I said, okay. Father, I thank you for that message for tomorrow. Before I can get it out of my house, I had to start writing. Praise God. He had it there all the time. But I'm trying to con God out of this message. And I'm out of line with the word. The righteous. Look what he says here in verse 17. You got it? Mark, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in who? Christ. What is he? Old things are, come on. And behold, come on. All things are new. Verse 21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now see what happened here. There is a nature imparted to you. What is righteousness? Righteousness is not the goody-goody way you act. That's called conduct, which is holiness. Righteousness is the nature of God coming in the believer when you get born again to give you the same characteristics of God. It is that which comes inside of you and the ability to stand in God's presence without a sense of guilt, condemnation, or inferiority. When I say inferiority, I don't mean that you are El Shaddai. I mean you are a child of the living God. And I use that example when we were coming from Minnesota one time, and we were coming and riding in the car, and my wife sitting in back, David was sitting up front with me, and as we're riding and so forth, we had stopped to buy some soda pop and so forth, and David apparently had drunk all his, you know. And now mine was sitting in the console, you know, and I was just listening to some tapes or something, just kind of sipping on it. And then all of a sudden, you know, I saw that hand go over there and grab mine. And I mean, I said, whoa, 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 what you doing? Why didn't he ask me? Come on now. Because he's a son. He's a son. Whatever's mine. Come on, he go to school and say, we got a new car. Because he's a son. And if you don't know you are a child, then you come begging. And it's already yours. He said to them, glory to God. Turn to Luke chapter 15. We'll stop right there. Luke chapter 15. Say, I am the righteousness of God. When you know that you are righteous in the eyes of God, and it's not a feeling, folks, it's received by faith. And it's the same nature of God that God has in to make him God. And he is looking at you the same way he looked at Jesus. So if Jesus can lift up and say, Father, I thank you that you've heard me, you can step back and say, hey, I'm the body of Jesus, and I thank you that you've heard me, because I got the same righteousness in me that he got in him. What did I tell you to turn? Glory to God. Oh, I'm getting happy again. Luke chapter 15. Now look what it said now. Look what, have you got it? Verse 11, and a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered together all his stuff and took his journey to a far country and wasted his substance on riotous living. Then when he had spent all that he had, he rose a mighty famine in the land. And he began to be in what? Want. The Lord is my shepherd. Come on. I shall not want. And he went and joined himself to the citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine. He's in the pig pen. Come on now, he's in the pig pen. He's living a low life. He's not a pig pen man. He's royalty. And look what it says. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks and the swine did eat, and no man gave him. And when he came to himself, he said, that's confession now. How many hired servants in my father's house have bread enough to spare, and I perish with what? Hunger. I'll arise and go to my father, and I'll say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I'm not worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of the what? Hired servants. Well, he ain't a servant. What is he? He's a son. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion on him. He ran to him, fell on his neck, and kissed him. And he said, son, the son said to his father, I've sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I'm not worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, come on, bring the best robe. Say best.
Yes.
Do you realize that the best in this earth is for you?
Yes.
Wait a minute, I'll say that again. Do you realize that the best in this earth is for you? Glory to God. The best house, the best car, the best. He had them to come out of Egypt. Didn't he have them come out of there? How many of y'all know they came out loaded? They had borrowed jewels of silver and gold, didn't they? So you had about 3 million millionaires coming out of Egypt. Come on now, God will make everybody a millionaire. Yes, he can. He knows how to do it. And notice that came out, and the Bible says he had healed every one of them. So they were healthy, come on, and wealthy. So they came into Egypt, now he's trying to get them to go into Canaan. Why? Because Canaan was the best. I said, the devil is sitting on the best. The devil is driving the best. Come on. The devil is living in the best. The devil is wearing the best. Come on. The devil is getting his education. Come on. There's the best that the enemy is taking advantage of. And God's people been in the pig pen. Now it's time to come on out of there. Come on now. It's time to come on up and get what? You ain't no servant. You're a son. Boy, that's hard to take. That's hard to believe that Bentley belongs to you. Come on, that's hard to believe that St. John suit belongs to you. That's hard. Come on, it's hard to believe, but it's the truth, saints. And I'm not just going after things. Do you realize when you get some of this stuff, it's going to be a sign and a wonder? It's going to be just like you got healed of something that the doctor didn't say and everybody in the neighborhood know you couldn't get healed. It's going to be a sign and a wonder going to point them to Jesus. It's going to let them see your God for who he is. And what has happened is the God that we have has not been seen. We've been cooking barbecue outside the front of this place, smoking up the neighborhood, trying to get the building fund going. But wait till we come in and pledge $5 million apiece. Wait till we feed the neighborhood. Come on. Wait till we buy 5 people houses that are in the community. Wait till we feed the nation of Uganda for a month. And we're going to do it by faith. Verse 25. Now, his eldest son was in the field. And as he came, he drew nigh unto the house. He heard music and danced, and he called one of the servants and said to them, what does this mean? And he said to him, your brother has come, and the father has killed a fatted calf, and because he received him safe and sound, and he's received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in.
Therefore came his father out, and he entreated him. Jensen said to his father, Father, all these years, I done act right. That some people, and they're sitting in here. They're trying to get it on their own righteousness. And you can't do it. You can't be transferred that way. It's a violation. It's got to be his righteousness. Glory to God. He said, lo, this many years I've served you, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment. And yet you never gave me a kid or party that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this trifling... I'm telling you now. Some saints are going to come in and get saved. As soon as they get saved, going to get a hold of this word and get them a new car. And then the other saints have been sitting around for 5 years. That's not going to happen in here. Everybody going to be walking by faith. Soon as our son has come home, which has devoured your living and lived with prostitutes, you have killed a fatted calf? And he said to him, son, let me give you a secret. Thou art ever with me. And everything that I have has always been yours. Father, we thank you for the word tonight. And do give your praise now. Lord, take us up higher in faith. Let us see things that we've not even seen before. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.